Still with crops, the 2018 crop year featured a strong protein premium for wheat, particularly for hard red spring wheat. Neil Blue, provincial crop market analyst with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, discusses the situation with protein premiums on wheat this crop year.
Well, Caitlin, so far, protein premiums this crop year have dropped back below average levels because of increased supply of higher protein wheat in the world, including from dryness-reduced U.S. hard red winter wheat crops, as well as European and former Soviet Union wheat crops.
How does this year's protein premiums in Alberta compare to those of previous years?
Although the protein premium may vary from one buyer to another, this year's protein premium is around 2 cents per bushel per 0.1% of protein. Some buyers would quote that protein premium as 10 cents per bushel for a half percentage point of protein. Last spring, the protein premiums for wheat were historically high, averaging about 5 cents per bushel per 0.1% protein point. For an individual buyer, the protein premium may differ at different protein levels. For example, last year for some protein half-point increments, the premium was as high as 8 cents per bushel per 1/10 point of protein. Over the last several years in Alberta, the average protein premium for wheat has been from 3.5 to 4 cents per bushel for each 1/10 percent of protein level.
So given that, Neil, what are some marketing strategies producers can use regarding their wheat and protein levels?
Well, Caitlin, taking representative samples as grain is placed into storage and using the Canadian Grain Commission's harvest sample program are a good start. At no charge during the harvest sample submission period, the CGC provides for wheat the grade, protein, and DON levels as well as the following number. Although considered unofficial, that CGC grading information can then be used as a reference by producers in their marketing. The next step is shopping around widely to learn how buyers are grading your wheat and also learn the grade, protein, and other grade aspect price differentials that each buyer is applying. On that note, I realize that producers have encountered variations from buyer to buyer in grading, but I advise that producers should try to collect as much information about buyers' prices as possible on which to base their sale decisions. Producers, if they disagree with an assessed grade on delivery to a licensed primary elevator, can request that a sample of that load be sent to the Canadian Grain Commission for a grade assessment. That grade will be the final grade for settlement. I know that producers are reluctant to challenge a grade factor, but that is a right of producers, and the method should be acceptable to buyers to maintain good relationships with producers.
Neil Blue is provincial crop market analyst.